This past week, I went to visit a young man in the hospital. And this guy, he isn't much older than I am. And he's been dealing with some really serious health problems. And as I held his hand, and as I held his mother's hand, the first words that came out of my mouth in a prayer to God, the first words without even thinking about it, were, "Bless this family, oh God." And when I got back home from the hospital, I pulled up Facebook and I saw a post from a friend right here in New Orleans. And he said that over the past few days, he's lost over 20 pounds because he's been so sick with some stomach problem that they can't figure out. And so I immediately texted him, "Bless you, Morgan. Let me know what you need. Bless you. Bless this home. Bless this family. Hashtag blessed. This world is all around us. It invades all aspects of our lives. But I'm not always sure that we know what blessed really means. What does it mean to bless someone?" I put the term blessed in a category of what I call Christianese, meaning that it's a word that we Christians use a lot, drips with religiosity, but that sometimes we don't really understand it. At least for me, the word blessed, it needs a little unpacking. I mean, we use blessed in all sorts of ways. We use it after people sneeze, out of habit, and apparently back in the day, They thought that sneezes were how, like, demons were escaping from you, or maybe how demons were, like, trying to attack you. I'm not exactly sure, but evil spirits were a part of it. And so when you sneezed, people wanted to cover you with blessings. Nowadays, I'm pretty sure we say God bless you more out of habit and good manners, but interesting history. And then, in some ways, blessed, it seems to be used almost to replace the phrase good luck. And in other cases, like those who are sick or going through trauma, saying bless you, it often means asking for God's favor and God's protection over a person or a family. Bless you. Blessings. Bless. That's what our scripture for today is all about. Blessed are they who experience this. Blessed are they who experience that. And I love reading today's scripture passage from The Message. The Message is less of a translation of the Bible and more of a paraphrase, but it brings a freshness to these sometimes two familiar words. "You are blessed," it starts. Having arrived at a quiet place, Jesus sat down and taught his companions. This is what he said. "You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there's more of God. You're blessed when you feel like you've lost what's most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are. No more, no less. That's the moment you find yourself proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. God's food and drink is the best meal you'll ever have. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourself cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside self, your heart and your mind put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're blessed when you commit, when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you deeper into God's kingdom. And know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten in this kind of trouble. I love that version of the Beatitudes. I love that it speaks those familiar words anew. I've often heard that today's scripture, that the Beatitudes is a recipe for happiness. That some translations of the Bible substitute the word happy each time we read blessed. And as someone who certainly isn't up on their Greek, I can't tell you what the best translation for the word that we read as blessed is. But I don't think that Jesus is being prescriptive here. I don't think that he's telling us what we need to do in order to be blessed. Jesus isn't suggesting that we seek out persecution or mourning or hunger, thank goodness. But instead, Jesus is being descriptive. He's looking at the poor and the persecuted all around him and saying, they are blessed. Not because they're in times of trial, but in spite of it. And that's part of what I love about the Beatitudes, is that it seeks to kind of shift the way that we see the world around us and how we live into it. Part of what makes the Beatitudes so counterintuitive is that Jesus pronounces God's blessings on those who expose our vulnerability. From that perspective, the secret to happiness is to open yourself and accept life as it is, and then to live out of the compassion and integrity of that wholeness. Brené Brown is a social worker and a professor by trade, but she's best known for her work as a storyteller and her research on vulnerability. She's got a great TED Talk on it, too. Brown describes vulnerability as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. She explains about herself, "I was raised in a get-her-done, suck-it-up kind of family and culture. Very Texan, very German-American. The tenacity and the grit part of that upbringing has served me well," she said. "But I wasn't taught how to deal with the uncertainty or how to manage emotional risk. I spent a lot of years trying to outsmart and outrun vulnerability by making things certain and definite, black and white, good and bad." She closes saying, "My inability to lean into the discomfort of vulnerability, it limited the fullness of those important experiences that are wrought with uncertainty. Love, belonging, trust, creativity, and joy, to name a few." Love, belonging, trust, creativity, and joy. Vulnerability, it's about showing up and being seen. It's tough to do that when we're terrified of what people might see or might think, when we're fueled by our fear, or when that voice is constantly whispering in our ear, "You're not good enough." It's tough to show up. We end up hustling for our worthiness rather than standing in it. And when we've attached our own self-worth to what we produce or earn, being real gets dicey. But the good news is that God wants us to be real. God sees us when we're crippled by grief. God sees us when our heart is pure and when we're working for peace. God sees us when we're hungry for a new start or hungry for a break from it all. God promises comfort and invites us into God's kingdom. And in the Beatitudes, Jesus basically says, I see you. I see the polished and bright side of you, your best traits. And I see all your vulnerabilities, your flaws, your warts, your pain. And in response, Jesus says, rejoice and be glad, because God's kingdom is open to you. Jesus reminds us, amidst the good and the ugly, you have my blessing. We are family. You have my favor and my protection. You are blessed. Amen.